And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 21st of February, 2025. It's the birthday of Sue Coe, born on this day in 1951. Sue Coe is an English artist and illustrator, working primarily in drawing, printmaking, and in the form of illustrated books and comics. Her work is in the tradition of social protest art and is highly political. Coe's work often includes animal rights commentary, though she also creates work that centralizes the rights of marginalized peoples and criticizes capitalism. Her commentary on political events and social injustices are published in newspapers, magazines, and books. Her work has been shown internationally in both solo and group exhibitions and has been collected by various international museums. As a child, she lived with her family in Hersham, directly behind a hog farm, and was continually exposed to the stench from the slaughterhouse and screams from the animals. At age 16, Coe started studying at Chelsea College of Arts, where she graduated with a bachelor's degree at the age of 18. Coe received her master's degree from Royal College of Art, though she lied about her age on the application because she was too young to apply. Her artwork includes Animals Vegan Manifesto and Go Vegan and Nobody Gets Hurt. Sue Coe, who said, "Animal liberation is a global social justice movement to resist the genocide of the gentle. Like any other social justice movement in history, where an oppressed group struggles for justice, activists are mocked and demeaned. Non-human animals are legal chattel property. They are an oppressed class. Yet they know the injustice of a slaughterhouse. They run and fly from the sound of guns, bite their legs off to escape from traps and chains, gasp to escape the nets and hooks. They go mad in laboratories. Art depicting animals is trivialized because animals are considered trivial. Animals belong to themselves. They are not human property in any world that values morality. All they own are their bodies, which are violently stolen from them. Humans breed animals only to murder them. There are very few places on planet Earth where humans need to kill animals to survive, and nowhere safe for animals to live out their lives in peace." The publication of More Equal Than Others, Humans and the Rights of Other Animals by Raphael Fazel was on this day in 2024. This book provides a sustained analysis of the fundamental rights of humans and non-human animals to explore the issue of whether conferring fundamental legal rights to animals would undermine the equal status and rights of humans. Raphael Fazel proposes an unorthodox but practical solution to this issue, the species membership approach. According to this approach, legal rights and similar entitlements should be granted to animals based on the species to which they belong, not their individual capacities. The author demonstrates how fundamental legal rights can be extended to non-human animals without threatening the status and equal rights of humans. This book examines the antithetical nature of the human rights and animal rights conceptions that have so far dominated the debate, and demonstrates how a middle ground can be reached between these opposing conceptions. Informed by the forgotten history of animal and human rights in the French Enlightenment, More Equal Than Others radically reimagines the spectrum of fundamental rights conceptions. And here is a poem for today by Paul Lawrence Dunbar. Harriet Beecher Stowe. She told the story, and the whole world wept at wrongs and cruelties it had not known, but for this fearless woman's voice alone. She spoke to consciences that long had slept. Her message, freedom's clear reveille, swept from heedless hovel to complacent throne. Command and prophecy were in the tone, and from its sheath the sword of justice leapt. Around two peoples swelled a fiery wave, but both came forth transfigured from the flame. Blessed be the hand that dared be strong to save, And blessed be she who in our weakness came, prophet and priestess. At one stroke she gave a race to freedom and herself to fame. Harriet Beecher Stowe by Paul Laurence Dunbar. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder to find a way to protest.